It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A man is in the hospital after he was stabbed outside the Delancey Street subway station on the Lower East Side this morning. And cops say this wasn't a random attack. It was by someone he knew.
Police say this was an argument between two people that knew each other and turned ugly. A 34-year-old man was stabbed in the neck and the lower back. And the person that did it, police say, took off running. Azelle Ramos took the train here. She says she's concerned for herself and her students because they also take the train to get to school here.
All the kids also are coming to the school, and it's just so dangerous now.
Each day on the subway, she says she's been worrying.
It's not like I have an option. It's like to get off on another train to get here.
Police say the man they're searching for was last seen wearing a white hoodie. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Lower East Side.
The city will hold its first ever Urban Rat Summit in an effort to share ideas on how to get rid of the rats. The event in September will bring researchers and pest control experts from all over the country together to come up with solutions. In a statement, Mayor Adams says the best way to defeat our enemy is to know our enemy. He adds that rat sightings are down nearly 14% in the city's rat mitigation zones in the past year. A teacher from Darien, Connecticut, has been booted from the classroom after parents became outraged over a lesson about the Holocaust.
It's a delicate matter teaching young people about the Holocaust. At Middlesex Middle School in Darien, a 7th grade social studies lesson apparently made some students uncomfortable. The school district is investigating claims that the lesson was not appropriate. Officials have not elaborated. The superintendent, though, did write to families saying the allegations are serious. He stressed the importance of maintaining an environment free of anti-Semitism. Diane Sloyer with the local chapter of the United Jewish Federation has been hearing from parents. She read one email.
4 years ago as well, this teacher made insensitive remarks about the Holocaust, stating that, this is in quotes, the Nazis had good intentions and were misunderstood.
This comes at a time when Connecticut has seen a sharp rise in reports of anti-Semitic incidents. Sean Adams, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Darien.
A federal judge in New York has denied Rudy Giuliani's appeal to challenge the $148 million judgment against him for defaming two Georgia election workers. The judge said he was disturbed about how long it's been taking to sort out all his finances during bankruptcy proceedings. Giuliani has also missed several deadlines to file financial disclosure reports and hasn't succeeded in selling homes in Manhattan and Florida. Giuliani's attorney admitted inaccuracies in reporting his finances, but assured that the money from Giuliani's home sales would go to the creditors. Both sides will meet again tomorrow. Police are looking out for an alleged shoplifter who threatened 7-Eleven workers in Hell's Kitchen with two hammers. It happened just after midnight Tuesday morning, police say. The suspects took items from the shelves and left without paying. When store employees confronted him, he swung the two hammers at them before running off. No one was hurt, and we have surveillance photos of the suspect at 1010winds.com. And police are searching for multiple suspects who have been robbing people they meet via Facebook car ads.
In most of the 9 incidents police have logged since last December, the victims arranged to buy a car either online or on Facebook Marketplace at a location in the Bronx, only to be threatened and robbed at gunpoint or with a metal object. On April 8th in Edenwald, police say a 23-year-old man was struck in the head with a metal bat and robbed of $10,000 after he arranged to buy a car. 4 other robberies occurred on a dead-end street in Eastchester. Police are searching for 2 to 3 male suspects. Anyone with information is asked to report it on the Crime Stoppers website or by calling 1-800-577-TIPS. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And we have pictures of those suspects at 1010winds.com. And opening statements are expected today in the Senator Bob Menendez corruption trial once jury selection is finished. Prosecutors will try to convince the jury that the longtime Democrat accepted thousands of dollars in cash and gold bars from 3 businessmen in exchange for favors to the governments of Egypt and Qatar. Attorneys for Menendez had previously indicated they may put the blame on the senator's wife if he testifies. Both men have been charged with bribery, extortion, fraud, and obstruction of justice and pleaded not guilty. A separate trial for Nadine Menendez is scheduled for July.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.